Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Relatable Reality. Girl,
what?
My day today has been wild.
Oh no. Why?
I literally slept so hard. I fell asleep watching the Kardashians last night.
Okay.
Slept so hard.
Amazing.
And I woke up today and I was like, okay, what time is it? And I was like, oh good, it's the time I should be leaving my house.
Oh great. Love that.
So pissed.
Absolutely love that.
I'm running around, throwing shit on my face, throwing stuff on my body.
Right.
Like, okay, try to look normal, try to look normal.
When you're trying so hard and you're like, I'm not going to be cute today.
No,
that's
yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be a wreck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it was like overcast today. So all day I thought it was way earlier than it was, which was nice because then before I knew it, it was almost time to be off.
Right.
But I had like such a hard time staying focused at work. Like I was just like off today. And
yeah.
Like 30 minutes would go by and I would be like, what have I been doing? Like, did I work? Like, I know I'm working, but what did I do? Like, I was in this weird, like, warp speed of space. It was so weird. It was so weird.
I do this almost daily at work.
Like, where you don't know, like.
Yeah, where it's like, I've been typing and clicking,
yes.
But
yes.
I'm not sure what I actually did.
Yeah. Was it efficient? I'm like,
right.
I built a whole schedule, but you know what I mean? So
yeah, but is it workable?
Right. So today just fell off, but we've been playing in a tournament all week for softball.
Okay.
Won our first game, lost our second game. So that like, it's called pool play where they determine where you play in the bracket.
Okay.
So we had our first bracket play game tonight and single elimination. And we won 8-1.
Amazing.
So that was really exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, P had a fantastic game. The last two games, she hasn't hit. She was striking out. Like, so not like her. Like, after I talked about last week, oh, P's been doing amazing. I swear to you, I cursed myself. Because the next three games were, like, really rough. Like, really rough. But tonight, I just told girls, I was like, well, you know what? Let's just go have fun. Because I know what they're capable of. And I don't know if the pressure of it's getting to them or what. So I was like, screw it. Like, let's just go have fun. If we lose, whatever. I have a weekend off, you know?
Right. And that would be nice.
So, yeah, they played so well. Like, if they play like that the next two games, we have to play an early game Saturday. If we win, then we go to the championship. If we don't win, we're out.
Okay.
So I'm like, if you play like this the next two games, you guys will win. It's just like staying this amped and aggressive and tuned into the game, you know?
That's so exciting.
But P got two hits tonight, and then she was playing pitcher the last inning.
Okay.
Which she hasn't played pitcher the last couple games because our number one pitcher has been able to pitch the whole game, like based on how long
she's
we've been
fine.
Playing.
Right.
So P goes in and I'm just like a nervous wreck. So I'm like, okay, we cannot lose it because they were home. So they got last up. So I was like, we cannot lose it right now. And she did so well. She made one out, like one girl hit it back to her. She fumbled it a little, made an out at first. And then one girl, she struck two girls out.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Hold on, I'm getting a good night knock.
Oh,
baby. Say hi, Liz.
Hi.
You say hi?
Hi.
I can't hear you. He's playing with his little lip.
And
so Mike, he's saying night night. Tell Liz night night.
He's like, what in the hell are you shoving in my face?
He won't talk. Look how cute he is.
He's so sweet.
He was such a good boy tonight. Do you still have marker on your belly? He drew all over his belly with brown marker.
Oh,
your little belly. What is that? So, yeah, so P pitched a really – so she got one out, and then the very last pitch was right down the middle to strike out the girl. And so I, jumped out of my seat, freaking out. So fun.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So they're amped, but it's an early game Saturday, so I'm like, everyone go to bed early Friday night.
Right. Yeah, please don't come exhausted.
So, yeah, so my day's been wild. Miles, say please. Thank you. Okay, you're going to go night-night with Dada.
Night-night.
Can you hear him?
Night-night.
Can you say night-night? Blow
night-night.
Kiss.
Night-night, Liz.
Blow kiss.
We'll put Liz as part of our nightly name.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there you go. Hey, give mommy a kiss.
Night-night.
Night-night. I love you. Good night, sweetie man.
Come on,
he's like, give me my milk.
Good night, mommy.
Good night. Okay, sorry for the chaos.
It's all right. But we've had a lot of interruptions, you and I, these last few weeks. God damn it.
Right. God damn it is right. Yeah, so anyways, I had a wild 24 hours.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like it. This week's kind of been the same for me. Today was a little crazy at work because we had our IT guy there, like switching something over on all of our computers, which meant that we couldn't go into certain files that we literally spend all day in and right. We couldn't. So it was a little.
Do all the things you needed to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was a little hectic, but that's okay. It's all switched over now. So tomorrow we'll be back to normal.
Yeah. Chaos.
Just love it.
I feel like this week, nothing. Okay, so I was legit waiting for another cheating scandal this week. I'll be perfectly honest. Okay. Like, I was waiting for another celebrity male coming out cheating on his wife. But what we did get this week was the Try Guys put out a video statement. Did you see that?
No, I haven't really followed it, so it has none of its popped up.
Yeah, popping up for you. Right. So we talked about last week, Ned Fulmer, how he cheated on his wife. He got caught. So the Try Guys is a group he's a part of, or he was a part of. Excuse me. So they put out a video statement on TikTok and YouTube, whatever. And it was so well done. It was so professional. Like every single celebrity / influencer / Bravo celebrity needs to take notes. Like,
okay,
this is how you own it, address it, and apologize and move on.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll send you the video. It was so professional. They laid it all out there. They were like, there's stuff we can't say because of legality reasons. We've known about this for a very long time. We have been getting this info. We did a thorough investigation.
Right.
And after that thorough investigation, we realized that it was best to move forward by removing Ned from all videos. We're editing him out of a lot of stuff. I mean, props to our editing guys because they've had their work cut out for them recently.
Oh, wow.
They were like, and we are even scrapping a lot of stuff and losing tons of money because we just choose not to have him in any of our videos going forward.
Which is fair.
Yeah. And they were like, so this is painful for us both emotionally and financially, but it's the right choice. We do not stand by what he did. We do not stand by this influence in the workplace because, you know what I mean? Like, had they not taken this as seriously as they did and just been like, oh, he cheated on his wife. Now, the fact that he did it with a production assistant / somebody that's in some of their videos is what makes it, like we talked about last week, a problem.
Huge because problem.
Now it has to do with, you know, was there misconduct? Was there manipulation? Was there stuff going on with other people? Yeah, like
workplace harassment.
Workplace harassment. Was there other people that have done stuff with him? Is this not the first time? Yeah, so I respect the hell out of them for taking it fucking seriously. For not being like, oh, well, it was consensual and they both participated in it. And they even said in the video, like, please keep in mind that the internet is very harsh on women. And this was equally an equal responsibility party here. Like, he deserves to get the
fallout harassment
coming. Yeah.
Right. That's interesting. Well, good for them.
Yeah. It was so well done. I'll send it to you. And so I was just like, yo, mad respect. Like, I'm not even a fan of theirs. And I would watch a video or two now just to like find out more because of how they handled this whole thing and how mature and respectful. And they even said, like, they got teary eyed. They're like, we're devastated. this is somebody we created a brand with. This is somebody we created a whole business with, like our really good friend who we trusted. And we're shocked by his behavior, shocked. Like they were appalled, you know?
Damn.
Which I'm sure you would be if you'd like, you know, think about you and I and then something taking off. And if you're doing weird, sneaky shit right behind my back, I'd be like, what?
Right.
What? Right.
You would have to cancel it, but then it would be like not just
devastating
the loss of that person in your business, but then it's like the loss of that friendship, the loss yeah of that respect. Like trust. It's a full mourning.
It's wild. That's wild. Sad. So his wife has put out like one statement, but she hasn't put out anything since. She hasn't like cleared her Instagram or anything like that. So
right
who knows what's going on with them. But the girl that he cheated with, remember I told you she was engaged in a 10-year right relationship. She's completely wiped off of her, I'm assuming, ex-fiance's page. Like,
oh, wow.
I think it's pretty evident that he was left. And
well, why would you marry somebody if that's what they're doing?
Right. But you know what I mean? Like people fucking yeah deal with shit all the time.
Like it is harder once you're in a marriage to just believe. Be like, no, bye. Like it's so much more legal. It's so much more money. It's so much more everything else.
Totally.
When you're but just
10
engaged,
years.
When you're engaged, you can be like
a long time.
No.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's wild.
She's still employed by them as far as we know. Like she still has them on her page. They're still on, you know, so I don't know if.
See, I think she should be fired as well, though.
Yes, but I'm curious.
If they're stating that she's an equal party in this, then she yeah should have the same repercussions.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if there's a legality part to it where it's like, was there a contract? Was there, like, is there more to it where maybe they're doing a separate investigation now to see, like, about her part in it?
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, what constitutes firing him but not her? That's right. What's kind of, like, confusing here. Is it, like, what they found is that he was emailing her all the time and messaging her all the time and, like, harassing her until she went out with him? Like, was this more coercive than we realize? Or if it's not, if it's equal, then I would think she would need to go as well. No?
Yeah. I mean, and if their know statement is saying like stop harassing her as much, they were equal consensual parties, then
I don't know. Well, and I'm wondering if they're saying don't harass her or don't harass the wife. That's what I'm wondering. Because sometimes people blame the wife.
Right, which is fucking ridiculous.
So, I don't know.
Interesting.
But that's the Try Guys update nobody asked for.
And here we are.
But I just found it interesting. I don't know. I just was like, mad respect. Like, mad respect.
Yeah, hell yeah. Good for them.
There's been a lot of scandal this week.
Okay, have you... Oh, never mind. You were the one telling me about Gisele Bündchen and all this stuff.
Okay,
how she's a witch and all yeah this stuff. So now it's rumored she has actually retained a divorce lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit is really done.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of, I don't know. It's kind of crazy to me that somebody would throw away their mm-hmm marriage and their like
family
they created over football.
A game that you're out of your prime in. She let you have your long career. She let right you live your life and your fantasy. It's time to hang up your shoes, dude. Like while right your brain still kind of works, your body's still in one piece. Now's the time.
I mean, does his brain really work?
But my thing is like, what is wrong? Like, I don't think they do. I honestly think that there is too much trauma for them to know how to function outside of a football field.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, you can't let it go. You can't right go on vacation now and enjoy your fucking life and pick up your kids from school and do homework with them. Like, that's really fucking sad.
They don't even want to.
Yeah, that's fucking devastating, honestly. And I get it. Like, if I was her, I would absolutely leave as well. I'd be like, how dare right you ask me for one more fucking season? How dare you?
Right. I would
after
too
we talked
I'd
about this
pissed
and you decided, oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to hang up my cleats. I'm good. Like, oh
yeah,
my God. So I'm not surprised. I will be 0% surprised when they get divorced. I won't. What's hilarious is, though, that surfing the internet is everyone already shipping Pete Davidson and Gisele Bündchen. And it's like they're not even fucking divorced yet. Like, people are already on it.
Because Pete always swoops in.
Yeah, he is suave, apparently.
Apparently. He's got that rebound energy.
Energy. He really does. He does have rebound energy. He does not have husband energy. I'm sorry.
No. He has not. Like, let's have a good time.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, energy. Let's go hang out. Let's go here. Let's go there. Like, he, I don't know, has decaf energy.
Right.
I was listening to another podcast. I'm trying to think of which one. It might have been the Comments by Celebs or Comments by
Bravo or something.
I think it was Comments by Celebs. I don't remember. But it was one of those podcasts, and it was the Kardashian recap.
Okay.
And they were bringing up, like, really interesting points about this last episode of Kardashians.
Okay.
They were saying how it's really interesting to see Kim and Kendall's dynamic, because we never do. We never see Kim in the motherly older sister role. We only see Khloé there. Only Khloé.
Right.
And it is, like, I could see why Kim and Kendall had this special relationship when Kendall was born. Like, Kim was grown.
Right.
She's 16, dude. Like, she was legit, like, the babysitter of the nanny. Like, first of all, genius on Kris Jenner's part. But, like, how nice, you know, how special for that bond that they've never, ever really touched on before, which is kind of shocking.
They don't really, I don't get the impression Kendall wants to film a lot, because even in the E! Show, like, Kendall has never really had a strong storyline. She may have had, like, a storyline for an episode here or half an episode there, but it's never, Kendall's never really been a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. So it does make sense why we don't see those relationships.
That's true.
Develop as much.
But it's interesting after this many years that we never, like, hear those stories even.
Right.
And they brought up another good point where it's like, Khloé is the mommy role with Kendall and Kylie, the very, like, nurturing, cuddle you. And Kim is the momager role. She feels the momager role for them, where it's like, I love you and I'm going to take care of you, but you need to go to bed so you're up for your show tomorrow at 6 a.m. You know what I mean? Whereas Kylie or Khloé would be like, all right, what do you need? Let's do it. You want to go out and get ice cream? Yes. You know?
Right.
So
I agree.
I like that perspective, though. I never really thought about it like that before. So that was interesting. And then they also brought up a good point that it's like, we've seen Corey now as Chris's boyfriend for years, like a lot of years. And we still know nothing about him.
Absolutely nothing.
We don't know if he lives with her full time. We don't know if he has his own place. We don't
1,000% lives with Kris Jenner and sucks up everything she has.
Right. But it's weird that they've never, like, that's never been said, implied, brought up. Like,
that's true.
It's odd. Like, it's so fucking odd. I don't know. I find it so weird. We know nothing about the guy, nothing about the relationship. We just know that he basically, like, caters to Kris Jenner, which, cool. Good
Corey,
for her.
Yes, they're in a relationship together, but he still very much, to me, gives off bodyguard vibes.
Yes! Same.
Like, are you really her boyfriend, or are you her bodyguard that you have sex with her?
Right. And I'm wondering if he just gets in that role when it's like cameras are on. Like, is he uncomfortable with the cameras, or does he like, because I do respect the fact that he takes a back seat. He doesn't try to become the center of any situation. He's always a backseat, like an afterthought.
Right. He's definitely not trying to be famous off this show or really off them. It doesn't seem like that's what makes me feel more like bodyguard. Like, I don't want to be in the spotlight, but I'm still going to protect what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which honestly is probably really nice for Chris to have that.
Yeah.
And he drives her places. He takes care. Yeah. So it's just an interesting perspective that I'm like, you're right. They've never actually said, like, what the fuck their relationship is. Do you live together? Yeah. Are you committed long term? Like, obviously you are. It's just odd. It's never a subject.
No, never. It is strange. I did like this episode, though. I thought it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching it at the football field, and I had a really hard time not cracking up laughing because everybody would think I was fucking weird when Chris, Corey, and Chloe were all at that dinner, and Chris was so, good. So fucking high. She couldn't
so good.
Barely function.
She could barely form a sentence.
It was so funny.
And Chloe was the perfect one to be there because she's just dying laughing.
Right. Kim would be like, you're dumb. Courtney would be like, you're so stupid. This is so immature. Yeah. I hate everybody. Mm-hmm. But Chloe for sure was like, all right, laugh it up. Let's go. Like,
I thought it was hilarious when they're walking through the, you know, dispensary, which is like everybody in California, like, has basically been to a dispensary if you haven't, like, odd.
Right.
So it's funny that Chris is like, oh, they're carding me. It's like, bitch, they have to.
Yeah,
like,
it's legal.
You go into a database somewhere. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
And then I thought it was wild that they spent like over $700.
I know. What in the fuck did they buy? Like, but, wow.
Chris.
She really wasn't trying to have any hip pain for like the rest of her life. The whole rest of her life.
Well, they didn't walk out like four bags, did they? Like, where is all this weed at?
Girl, I'm not sure.
Anyways, I just thought it was hilarious that they spent that much, and Chris Jenner didn't even bat an eye. She's like, oh yeah, normal. And Chloe's the one that's like, that's a lot of money. Like,
right.
Like, it's nice that we have these, like, you know, random moments with Chloe where she like brings us back to reality. Like, hello, this is kind of expensive. You know what I mean?
For some weed gummies. You spent $700 on fucking gummies.
Imagine.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Oh, well, wow. I got some for sleep, and I got some for this, and I got some for this. It's just crazy.
Wild. I liked this part of the episode where Courtney was talking about, was it this part of the episode or was it the... Okay, because I also listened to the podcast interview with Not Skinny But Not Fat with her. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm mixing the two.
Oh, no. So in the episode, she did talk about how she loves her new body.
Yes, okay.
In the photo shoot, how she is bigger now. She knows that she's bigger now. Like, and it makes sense as to why she's gained so much weight. Like, she was on fucking hormones and all this stuff for so long. Mm-hmm. That makes you gain weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked that she addressed it and like was like, I prefer this body. I prefer a little bit more meat. I like being curvy. And Travis makes me feel amazing in it. So it's like, I own it. And I'm like, good for you, dude.
And you know what's really fucking wild is that people now are like, oh my God, she's so heavy. She's this, she's that, blah, blah, blah. She's not the same. This girl weighs 115 pounds.
Yeah, that's nothing.
She's still tiny.
That's no weight at all. Like 115 pounds when she said that. I was like, what? If she does, she doesn't look chubby at all. But she does look like she is healthy. Like normal.
Right.
Maybe not normal, but healthier than she was.
I agree.
And to me, it doesn't look like 115 pounds. I was thinking more like 125, 130. Like
I was too, but who knows?
She's but tiny. Still, she's like 5 foot something. You know what I mean?
125 pounds is still not very big.
No, I know.
Still
I know.
A very small woman.
Teeny. So, but I was glad that she kind of addressed that and like basically said like, she said this on the podcast, but she said like, we're not doing in vitro anymore. Like I decided this is not for me.
Yes.
And if I meant to have a baby with him, then I will. And I'm like, I respect that because she does have all the money in the world to do what she wants. Like she could hire a surrogate. Yeah. She could, you know, she could create this baby if she really wanted to. But I respect the fact that she's like, this is too much for me. And this is like, this is my line. And I'm just, we're going to roll with it. And if something happens, cool. And if not, cool.
Right. And yeah, I respect it. And I think that it's the right choice. And yeah, I liked it. And I listened to that podcast with her on Not Skinny But Not Fat. And I thought that it was really good. It was fun. And I think that she kind of showed a side of herself that she doesn't normally show. Normally, she's a little more reserved and she's a little more cautious about what she's saying. And in the podcast, she just seemed more free to just like chill and
be herself.
Right. It was nice.
I will say I do feel kind of shitty for downplaying her brand, because the more I see it, the more I see the promos, the ingredients, the recyclability, like all the thought and time that went into it, I'm like, okay, like this actually does seem genuine to Courtney.
I do think that her Lemmy brand is much more thought through and much more consumer friendly than her Poosh brand.
Yeah, it's much more authentic too.
Yeah,
to who Courtney is. Like,
yeah,
I will say I think everything about it is pretty genius. Like, it really does appeal to this whole Gen Z generation
for sure.
It's cutesy. It's also environmentally friendly. It's also good for you, but it's made by Kourtney Kardashian, so it gives it that extra edge.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the bottles are adorable. Like, you know, the packaging's dope. Like, I'm bought in. I get it. You know, like, I think I agree. I maybe, like, judged her because I'm like, really, Kourtney, after all these fucking years, you finally got your shit together to create something, I'm sure. You know, like,
right. We've
always seen her be so flippant about everything.
I agree.
And so to see her, like, create something and then for it to be legit, I'm like, okay, I'll give you props.
Yeah, I do think it looks legit. But honestly, I kind of thought the same thing about Kim when she started her Skims line. I'm like, oh, here we go. You're just going to make some cheap ass stuff. Because I'm not going to lie. When the sisters first started, remember they had that clothing line, like Kardashian Closet or something?
Yeah.
Like that, and it was in like Nordstrom. Did you ever like see it in person?
Yeah, it was cheesy as fuck. It looked like Forever 21.
Trash.
Yeah.
The material was trash. It looked fake and trashy. It looked like it was mass manufactured and nobody gave a fuck about it.
Then
when Kim started her Skims line, I was like, oh, here we go. Another cheesy ass brand. But I bought Skims and I have multiple different things and it is all very top notch.
Yeah. I think that is because these girls, if you remember like way back in the day where they only all got jobs if all of them were bought in. So, like, the three of them had to agree on Dash. The three of them had to agree on this Kardashian Closet thing. Like, it was always the three of them would have to sign the bottom line.
Right.
And I think that before it was just their name on shit. And they probably learned a lot from that. Like, they used to say yes to everything. Especially Kim said yes to everything. And I'm sure along the way she learned so much. And she learned, like, where she wants her brands to fall with people.
For sure.
That when it was time to create her own, she's like, no, this is going to be legit. Like, this is my name on the line and it needs to be something that's fucking fire and not just another thing you buy off mass production on Amazon and put my name on it, you know?
Yeah. So, and it really is. Like, I would bash it if I thought that it was trash, but it's really well done. And if I could afford more, I would buy it all.
Right. And it's well thought out.
Yeah,
it is. She thinks about what every woman wants and needs and what looks good and what doesn't and what works and what doesn't.
For like, sure.
Truly. For sure. Every size. I think that's really remarkable.
I do too.
Well,
and Chloe does the same thing with her jean line. Like most of the women in her jean line are large women. Like, she doesn't have a standard stick thin model all over her website.
Right, which is great. And she won't put her shit in a store if they won't carry all the clothing together. She's like, you cannot split up my line into petite and plus. It all sits together in one section. Like, they're just clothes.
You don't need to split them up.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. So I respect the hell out of that too, that you're like, that's fine. We won't sell there then. That's fine. We're going to skip. We're going to go to somebody that will sell it together. So I also, like, we heard in the episode with Courtney that she said, like, once people finally stopped nagging her for, like, well, what's your actual business? Well, what's your actual fucking job? Like, you know, Kim always harassing her.
Right.
She said she wanted to create something on her own and it interested her and it just fell in the right space with the right people at the right time. And it does seem like that. I respect that she's trying to be as environmentally responsible as she can be when you're mass producing stuff. Yeah, so I thought that that was a cool insight. I also, on that episode I was listening to today, the Comments by Celebs, they said something that I was like, oh, I think that's true. They said that Courtney has always been fine with just being a mom. And she's like, that is the biggest work I'll ever do in my life, which is true.
Right.
But Kim has, whether she'll say it or not, has never respected people as much if they don't work to her level. If they're not, right. If they don't have the work ethic that she has.
It's true.
And they're like, we just think that, like, it's pretty obvious that she still loves you and she still respects you and she'll be, you know, a good person to you. But deep down, we think she looks at you sideways because she's like, you don't get it.
Right.
Which is my hustle.
Right. Which is exhausting. My brother-in-law is like that. And it's fucking like, you don't want to talk about work. You don't want to this. You don't want to that because you'll never
live up to never, the standard.
Right. Be adequate enough. So mm-hmm. you're like, I don't even want to talk about it because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. I'm paying my bills. I'm doing my thing and whatever, but because I'm not working from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., it's not enough.
Right. And that's it's
fucking exhausting to be around somebody like that. So right. I can understand why Courtney gets so frustrated with Kim because it's like, no, I am working. It's just not you're working.
Yeah. Doesn't mean I'm not. And you right. don't get to decide what I do is enough or not.
Right. Or what's important to me in my life.
Yeah. And so I could get why that would be like old.
Right.
Because it went on for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Oh, and Courtney also brought up on that podcast how she was like, you know, I wasn't interested in filming the Kardashians at the end. I hated it. She's like, I can't sit and be a part of a conversation. It doesn't interest me. It's so fucking fake. And we would see that a lot at the end. It would be the three of them sitting in the backyard having to have a conversation about something.
Right.
And Courtney was never into it.
No.
And now it makes sense. Like, I get it. Season. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it for sure. Like, there's times where Sam's wanting to talk to me about stuff after work. And I'm like, I don't have the capacity to talk to you right now. Like, I love you and I want to listen to you, but I'm not mentally here enough to do it. So imagine that being your job and you waking up and you being like totally in a bad mental space. And it's like, but I have to go here and talk about last week's fight. And I'm just like fucking over it.
Yeah. I'm tired of talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure I would be the same way as her. I think we all looked at her last year like, oh my God, you're such a bitch. This is your job. But
right.
But looking back, I probably would be the same way. Like, I am fucking tired of talking about the same conversation. I'm tired of production asking us questions. And then we have to pretend like we're having a conversation about those questions. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it now. I kind of feel bad for being so like hater on Courtney sometimes. Yeah. She does still get on my nerves, but, and then she did say in the podcast too, she's like, what do you think the one thing is that people don't understand about you? She's like, there's this thing online that I'm never with my kids. She's like, I just don't show it. They don't want to be on social media. And I'm like, oops, that's me. She's talking to me right now. I'm so sorry. Like, I feel called out because I do. Like, I would say that the image that she puts out there, her motherhood image is one of absent, honestly.
Right.
Because all we know as a public is that her and Travis are constantly sucking face.
Right.
That's all we know. And so, sorry. That was my
misconception. I think that it is a fair assumption. Like, they have a shit ton of money. Everybody knows they have nannies. Everybody knows, like, this is what she's posting. This is what she's this. So, I do think that it is a fair assumption, but social media isn't reality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So
crazy.
That's our little Kardashian rant.
Yeah.
Our Kardashian breakdown. Jesus.
Oh my God.
Okay. So hot off of the Kardashian recap, I just caught up with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer for the reunion.
Wow.
Wow, if the reunion does not live up to the hype of that trailer, I will be pissed.
Pissed. Yeah.
Wow. I will be too.
It looks so good. Kyle's a mess.
I am devastated for Kyle. If her and Kathy have another falling out, I'm going to be devastated for her.
I think that they do, because everything that Andy Cohen has said, he said that there was not a cast picture afterwards. She took off. Yeah, they did not toast afterwards. Nobody took a picture together. And he said friendships were ruined, and so were like family relationships. So I'm sure Kathy and Kyle are not on good terms. And it sucks because it's fucking Lisa Rinna's fault. I just watched this episode earlier, and
I only watched 9 minutes, so I don't know what happened.
Oh my God. So first of all, this is where I stand. I think that Kathy was dead ass fucking wrong for talking like this to anybody about anybody.
Yeah.
It's wrong. However, it's not Lisa Rinna's fucking business to be spreading it around. It's not Lisa Rinna's fucking business to be like antagonizing a fight. It's none of her business to be running around here and there to talk about it. None of it is Lisa's business. She should have dumped on Kyle. This is what your sister said about you, and I can't keep that on my heart, and been done.
I 1000% agree with you. And my thing is, like, if you're this traumatized, you don't laugh in her face. You don't go behind her back and talk about it and gossip about it and keep bringing it up. If you're really fucking traumatized, you go get help.
Right.
You fucking hide under your covers because you're fucked up.
I wish you watched the end of this episode because it's so fucking good. So Kyle threw this huge party, and of course all the women are there, blah blah blah. And Kyle and Dorit were talking. Kyle and Garcelle were talking. Mm-hmm. And Kyle's like, I don't trust the situation. I don't trust anything about this. Like, I have it on very good authority that somebody in this group is running to the tablets.
Garcelle?
No, Kyle said this.
Oh.
And to Garcelle. And Kyle's like, I know for a fact somebody in this group is running to the tabloids. She goes, why are things that before they're aired and things that only production and the cast is at, why are they in the tabloids the next day?
Right. I 1000% believe.
And she's like, it doesn't make sense. So then it comes out later in the episode that Kathy hired a PI and found out that Erica's publicist is running to the press. And Kyle calls her out at this party.
She calls Erica out?
Yeah.
And what does Erica say?
Erica's like, I don't even know how to run to the press. No, no, no. And Kyle's like, is it somebody in your group? She goes, because I've been told by multiple people, it's your publicist. And she's like, no, it's not. And then in her confessional, she's like, I have the same publicist as Nikki. Nikki Hilton. So it wouldn't be very good if they did that. But Kyle's whole thing was like, you're having your publicist run to the press and release everything that's going on so that nobody's talking about you.
Oh, shit.
And it was this huge thing. It was a big
deal. Oh, shit.
I honestly almost wish that that wasn't the finale because it left it off really like, oh, shitty. Fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
That was wild.
So what do you believe?
Wild. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me either. Like, I feel for Erica.
And if you saw the way Erica and Rinna reacted when they were being called out, they were like chirping birds defending the other one. And so it made it seem like they knew more and were just trying to be like, nope, 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 nope. Mm-hmm. Like immediately.
Like they were ready for these accusations. And they were like, I already know, bitch.
Right.
I already got you.
And then Rinna would be like, no, why would she do that? Why would her publicist do that? No, 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 no. And it wasn't like, and Garcelle goes, wouldn't you ask, do you think your camp could do that? She goes, why aren't you asking, do you really think that somebody would do that in your camp and try to investigate it? Instead, you're like, nope, they didn't do that. I know that they wouldn't. No, 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 no.
You don't know that.
Right. And is all Erica could say back is send me the receipts that you have. Send me what you have to Kyle. And Kyle's like, I shouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
It would not surprise me at all.
No.
One, for money. Two, for like you said, deflection. Mm-hmm. Like And I get it. Like, I feel for Erica. I think that she's had a really rough couple years. Right. Really fucking terrible. And she might be hitting her breaking point and be like, fuck this, dude. Like, just fucking pay attention to something else.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yikes.
I think it's shitty. So, obviously, I don't think that Rinna and Erica are going to be friends with Kyle after all this. After Rinna went after Kathy and Erica's publicist supposedly leaking everything. Like, I don't know that that friendship's going to last. I think the Fox Force 5 is about to be disintegrated.
Bye.
Yeah. That's my prediction.
I really hope Rinna's not asked back. I really hope. Why is she a fucking Kim Kardashian knockoff for her reunion look? She literally got the same exact fucking outfit.
That blue one?
Yes.
No, that wasn't reunion. That was her at Kyle's party.
Oh my God.
And even she was like, worse. Oh, Balenciaga. It's Balenciaga. Oh yeah, Balenciaga. Okay.
She rented it. I mean, whatever.
Well, it wasn't donated to her. That's pretty.
Oh, awesome. She's so annoying. She's so washed up. Like, enough.
I'm done.
Enough.
I'm done. Every day I feel like something comes out about her, and every day I'm like, oh, I can't stand you. I just cannot stand you.
Right. Oh, brother.
So yeah, this episode was wild.
I need to watch it after we're done recording. I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
I die over the preview for the reunion. Die.
So good.
When Kathy is like telling Lisa Rinna, you're the biggest Hollywood biggest bully in Hollywood, and everyone knows it.
Right.
And when she says you ran Lisa Vanderpump off the show, the list goes on and on. I'm like, I literally just said that. Like, she is
right. The
instigator of all of these big, massive fucking issues.
Did you see Lisa Vanderpump responded to that?
I didn't see exactly what she said, but I saw that there was something alluded to Lisa Vanderpump. What'd she say?
Let me see if I can find it. I may not be able to find it. I don't remember what.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But she just basically said, like, I don't watch the show, but yes, that's spot on or something like that.
Right. Something to that effect was like, I don't talk to these people anymore, but, or this is what she said. I haven't watched in years, but I hear you. The truth prevails tonight.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I really hope Lisa Rinna does not come back.
I hope so, too.
And I want them to bring Crystal back. I'm afraid they're going to friend of her, and I don't want that to happen. Because she's like a different... I like Crystal a lot. She's a different energy. She brings a younger viewpoint, fresher vibe. She's more down to earth. I don't know. Like, I'm going to be really bummed they get rid of her like they did Jackie on
Jersey. I still think it's so fucked up that they friended Jackie on
Jersey. It is. It absolutely is.
Ugh. Yeah, but whatever. Did you watch Salt Lake this week?
No. I never even watched last week's.
Okay, good.
I was so amped. I was like, this season, I got to stay tuned. And now
I know. It's starting to piss me off because Jen Shaw says about a dozen or more times in every episode how she's not guilty.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, no, but you fucking are. You obviously are.
It's annoying to watch.
It's hard to watch. And then Meredith and Lisa are still on their bullshit. And Whitney did, though. It was kind of sad to watch. I thought that it was a little dramatic for to be filmed, but I do understand how traumatizing it probably was. So she's been trying to do like this healing process and trying to like really break through as to why she feels the way that she does sometimes. And she has anxiety and these depressive mm-hmm. episodes and things like that. And so she's been doing therapy and she's been working with shamans and stuff like that, trying to figure all this shit out. Well, she said that she doesn't remember any of her childhood from like age 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is common. I don't remember a lot of my childhood. Like I remember mm-hmm. bits and pieces here and there, but I don't remember huge portions of it. And so she was talking to her brother, and her brother said that he did EMDR. He was doing EMDR, and that a lot of things about Whitney was coming out, and it came out that she was abused. Now, she didn't say what type of abuse. She did say that the abuse happened in a bathroom. So I think that we can all kind of assume what type of abuse.
So her brother figured this out? Like, he remembered it?
He remembered it. And so she said that she's relying a lot on her siblings to, like, have memories so that she can heal through the memories that her subconscious knows, but she doesn't remember.
Why doesn't she do EMDR?
Right. Well, that's what I kind of thought. So she was totally fine. And then her husband walks in the door and she's like, we need to talk. And he's like,
so her brother tells her this on camera?
No, her brother told her this. And then she told her husband on camera.
Okay. So she already had time to process it. I was like, holy fuck.
Right. So she had kind of processed it, but she wasn't crying or anything. And then her husband walks in, and as she's telling her husband, she's barely getting it out because she's hysterical.
Her body was remembering.
Right. And she's like, things are coming back and I'm starting to get things. And she's like, I didn't remember I was abused. And so now I'm remembering. And so I have to, like, deal with it from the very beginning.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it was sad. And she said that when she had somebody come sage her house, and I guess in all the bathrooms, they were like, oh, like, the energy's not leaving the bathrooms. It's just sticking in all the bathrooms. And they're like, I don't know what's with you in bathrooms, but something's going on. Well, then Whitney's brother talked to her about this remembering. Whitney started remembering, and she's like, that's why all the negative energy was in all my bathrooms.
Wow.
So it was kind of sad. Like, I did feel for her. I did feel for her.
That scares me, dude, because I want to do something like that. I want to do, like, psychotherapy or EMDR. Which I'll have to pay out of pocket for, because that's not, of course, they would rather prescribe you an antidepressant than offer you alternative therapy.
Right. Because they make money off.
I know. I know. But I'm terrified of what would come out. Like, I don't know if I could actually handle it.
Right. Well, I don't think that would be, I've wanted to do it too, but I'm kind of the same way. Like, I'm scared that my mental state could get worse.
Exactly.
If I start remembering.
But imagine if it got better.
Right. So I think that if you or me or both or whatever were to do EMDR or psychotherapy, we wouldn't be able to just have that as our only form of therapy.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to have, like, a talk therapist and an EMDR or whatever. And then you would have to, like, do...
also be on antidepressant.
Right. And anxiety, and maybe put yourself in a medical coma.
So, I get it. Let's just take the pills. Let's take the easier route.
All right. Cool. Here we go.
The rest of it.
Right. So I think
that's heavy as fuck. I'm not saying my childhood was traumatizing or hard or anything. I'm just saying you never fucking know what you suppress as a child. Something happened at school. Something happened. Like, who the fuck knows?
Right.
There are a lot of places our children go and are where we do not have eyes. And that's fucking terrifying. I watched this TikTok today that I sent you that this mom said, I don't regret being a mom, but I regret motherhood. Like, motherhood is fucking hard. And it's life altering. It's life changing. And you will never, ever be that person you were before. Never.
Right.
And she was saying, like, I worry and have anxiety 24/7 because of my kids and what could potentially happen to them and the fear of this and the fear of this. And she's like, and I've never felt that way before.
Right.
Like, I care about this other human so fucking much. My world will crumble if something happens to them.
Right.
That's fucking heavy to carry around for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. Well, and I think too, like, I've started, like, more parenting things come up on my TikTok. And I know TikTok is not like the Bible or anything, but
it's awareness, though.
Right. And there is a lot of therapists and a lot of, like, child therapists and a lot of things that come up now for me. And I think that things happen, like you get frustrated and you snap, like one quick snap at your child or something like that. And that's not something that you think is a big deal, but it's a big deal to them.
Yes.
And that sits with them. And I think that I didn't have a terrible childhood, honestly. Like, yes, there were bad parts. Yes, there was toxicity. Yes. But overall, it was like, I feel like it was,
but you still should have to deal with what you dealt with. And that's where like you and I minimize stuff.
Right.
Because like Sam's childhood, that was a normal childhood.
Okay. Well,
that's all I'm saying is like, right. For you and I, we're like, well, this was normal. And for him, he's like, wow, your parents went through a divorce. That's really rough.
I guess.
Wow. You watched your parents fight. That's, what's that like? You know right. what I mean?
I guess I don't see it as that bad because I wasn't abused. Is that like, so yes, in my head, I'm like, it wasn't terrible.
Like right. it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't what it could have been, I guess.
No, I mean, no, it wasn't what it could have been.
So, but
yeah, I think those are things that you just don't realize. And the whole concept of like, we're going to stay together for the kids. Like you don't realize how detrimental that is to the kids. It's kind of interesting. Cause like my parents stayed together for the kids and Christian's parents divorced and he wishes his parents would have tried longer. And I wish my parents would have split way before.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't, you always, when it's that negative, no matter what the situation, you always dream for something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even my kids now will sometimes bring up like, you know, we talk a lot. Like I'm very open with my kids. I'm constantly trying to get them to communicate to me. Like Penelope's finally getting to a better space, but it's still like Alakai holds so much in that yeah. I will never get out of him. And right. like, I don't know what that mental block is, but it's there. But I try to bring up a lot, like, how does it make you guys feel that Miles is with both his parents all the time? Like, is that hard for you? Does it bother you? Most of the time it's no, I don't care. Or sometimes it's, yeah, I wish like you and my dad were still together and da, 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 da. Like I've gotten that multiple times a year for their whole life. Like, right. Oh, I wish you and my dad were together. And I've always told them, like, I know that in your head, it feels like I would love for mom and dad to be in love and them sleep in the same house and me not have to go back and forth. And I'm like, and you're right. It would make your life easier and make my life easier.
Right.
Like it would have been easier, but it wouldn't have been happy. No. And that's the most important thing is that you guys grow up in a space where you see two people love each other, be nice to each other and feel love and care in the home
right.
and not constant fighting and chaos. And you don't know how this person's going to come home and you don't know if we're going to fight tonight. And I'm like, I didn't want that for you guys.
Right.
And that was hard, especially at, you know, I split with both their dads when they were only a year and a half. So I didn't really experience raising a child with somebody ever. No, like
not at all,
you know, so that's heavy. Well,
and you didn't always have willing participants to
I didn't
raise,
and that's why it's been
with.
So hard for, you know, me, and not so hard, but why it was hard for me to find a groove with Sam and raising Miles full time, both of us fully present all the time, him right. present more than I am because he works from home, because the other parent was never home
right.
and it was me 24/7 making all the calls, all the shots, all the discipline, all the choices.
Parent.
Yeah. On my own. And I got full control of that.
Right.
And so then when I had to share that with somebody and take his opinion into consideration, I didn't always want to deal with that.
Right.
It was,
right.
It was new for me and I couldn't figure out why I was so uncomfortable and like, why am I having such a hard time with this? Like, mm-hmm. I'm annoyed. I don't want to do this with you. Like, go away, go somewhere else. And then it finally, like one day clicked, like I've never had to raise a child with somebody before.
Right. Ever.
Even when Penelope and I's dad were together for as long as we were and Alakai was around, he was still not there. I was still doing all the raising by myself.
Right.
So that's a
He's definitely much more present now than he ever was when she was
1,000%. And that's not on purpose. He was going to school full time, which I supported.
Right. And working
full time.
Right.
So I supported both, and that's great. And, you know, cool. But it was just a realization for me, like sometime earlier this year, to go, oh, that's why I don't like this, or why it's felt so uncomfortable to let somebody have as much of a voice, because I never did before.
An equal voice.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Cause he would say sometimes, like, you need to let me make decisions. You're not letting me, you know, you shut me down all the time.
Right.
And I was thinking, like, okay, but you don't get it. Like, I've already fucking done this, but that's not the point.
I think that would be hard for me too. Even though I've never had children of my own, I've always had family with infants.
You grew up around them.
I grew up around them. Like, I used to babysit one of my cousins when she was a newborn. And so it's not like
it's
I've
not
taken, not 24/7, I haven't taken care of a newborn, but I have for like a few days at a time by myself or whatever. Like, it's not something that I'm not comfortable with. I'm very comfortable with. And Christian's never really had that.
Yeah.
And so I'm much more relaxed about that kind of stuff. Like, my sister-in-law, when she had her baby, we went up and spent the weekend with her. And I was like, okay, you just do this and this and this, like, no big deal. And it's her first baby, so she doesn't really know. Aww. And Christian's like, oh, you can just, what? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like,
yeah,
they're okay. They're cool. Mm-hmm. It's not. So I do think that's something that I'll probably struggle
yeah,
with.
Yeah, because you just have to remind yourself.
If that opportunity ever comes.
Yes, which hopefully it does. But it is just something you have to be mindful of, like, okay, even though I know and I could just figure it out and do it, it's not fair to not let them have that moment of learning themselves. It's just like at work when you're like, it'd be faster if I just did this for you.
Yeah.
That doesn't teach anyone anything.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's detrimental to them and to you, because you're taking on more than you need to be.
Exactly. I don't know how we go on this tangent, but
I don't know, but here we are.
So, recap,
we need EMDR and
okay, yes. There we go. We don't yes, we need it, but we can't support it. And two, don't have the time. Three, not really willing to go there yet. Right. So, give me a note for me. What was I going to say? Oh, okay. I don't want to give this a lot of attention because he's gotten enough fucking attention this week. Kanye West has lost his goddamn mind again. And I don't appreciate him bullying. I don't appreciate him coming for women. I'm over it.
The only thing I have to say about this topic is good for fucking Khloé.
Yes.
For standing up to him and for commenting and being like, if this is where you want to fucking bring it, then let's bring it. And I have the receipts to show that you're not right.
It's just like, the unfortunate thing is his followers blindly follow him. Do I think that Kanye makes some valid points sometimes? Yes. Do I think he knows what he's doing? Absolutely. I don't think, none of this is a mistake. This is all very thought out.
He's not an ignorant man.
No, he's very bright, and this is all manipulative. I just don't like when it's like, it causes people pain, the things you say and the actions behind them. Like,
it's a lot.
It's not just about you. It's not just about you. There is one family involved, and you can think whatever you want about the Kardashians, but there are children involved. This is four people's dad. Like,
Well, and this is what I don't like. So now he has, and I'm not saying anything about a political party one way or the other. It doesn't matter to me. Now he's brought in Candace Owens, who's been very vocal about things and saying how Kim Kardashian is a prostitute, Kris Jenner is their pimp, and it's disgusting, and it's this and that, and blah, blah, blah. First of all, it's none of Candace Owens' business what Kim or Kris or any of the rest of them do for work.
No, literally.
Second of all, Kanye thought that that was acceptable behavior when he was dating Kim, when he was trying to get with Kim for 10 years, when he was doing all this other stuff, when he was buying her all these fancy rings and doing all this other stuff. He thought that all of that was acceptable.
Yeah.
Now that his children are doing that or witnessing their mom literally not changed at all. In fact, she's probably gotten more conservative than she's ever been in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's a problem.
Right.
Well, if that's acceptable for you, it should be acceptable for your children.
Yeah. I just don't like the bad mouthing your children's family, especially on a public forum.
No.
And I don't like really distasteful.
I don't like recruiting other people to do it for you as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think
to make
it's
a point.
Disgusting.
It's like.
And that has nothing to do with Candace. I don't really even know Candace Owens. I know that she's very vocal about her political party, and that's fine. Everybody has the right to think what they want. This isn't about politics. This is the fact that you're bashing a woman that you've probably never even met for somebody that
doesn't care about you. Kanye doesn't give a fuck about Candace Owens. He just likes that she backs up his point of view. And it's like, why do we keep bringing up this birthday party thing? Like, you're literally dragging everyone through the mud and saying that people aren't your friend and this and that because they won't back you up on this whole Kim tried to kidnap her daughter on her birthday party day.
Like, well, and I do believe what Chloe said, that you wanted to have separate parties and you decided not to. And then when you decided not to, you came to her party. We told you where it was at.
Yeah, shut up. What's the problem? So,
we were doing our own party and then you decided that you didn't want to throw a party for her, so
you came to ours. End of story. Move on.
Move on. Who fucking cares?
But I don't like how on all of his things, like, oh, where's Gigi Hadid when Kim kidnapped my daughter from? What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Right.
The reason
Gigi have anything to do with it?
Right. And the reason Gigi Hadid commented on your post and called you a bully is because you were bad mouthing the creative director of Vogue, a very like special woman to a lot of people, very prominent woman in the fashion industry. What is the meaning here? And it's because you know why he came for her, right?
No.
Because honestly, after his whole wearing the t-shirt that said White Lives Matter,
right?
She tweeted or commented, I forget which one it was, because she was there. She was front row. She saw it all happen. She heard the chatter in the audience. She heard his speech before. Da, da, da. And she simply said, like, I'm deeply offended and deeply troubled by the fact that you just did that. I don't know if you understand how harmful and hurtful that can be to people. But she basically said, like, I'm really disappointed in your choice of wearing a White Lives Matter shirt. And so then he decided to just rip her to shreds. It's like,
oh, because somebody didn't agree with him.
Uh-huh. So then he's bullying her on his social media, bullying Gigi Hadid for sticking up for her. Now he's bullying Hailey Bieber for sticking up for her. Hailey Bieber didn't even stick up for her. She simply just said, like, I really respect you. I look up to you, like, about Gabby.
Right. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Kanye.
It's inexcusable. This kind of behavior cannot continue to happen. It's one thing to be passionate. It's one thing to be opinionated. And it's one thing to be eccentric and to have wild thoughts and viewpoints and this and that. It's another thing to bash people on your social media, especially women. I'm not comfortable with it. It'd be different if he was coming for men as regularly as he comes for women, but he doesn't.
At least make it equal opportunity. I don't care if you're bad. Like, to me personally, I don't think that there's a difference. Like, if you're bashing, like, I don't think that it's like extra negative because he's bashing women. I would feel terrible if he was bashing a man in the same way that didn't deserve it. At the end of the day, he's bashing somebody that doesn't deserve it because they don't agree with him. And that, who cares?
I know, but my thing is, it's would he speak about a man like this?
Yeah, because he talks about Kid Cudi like that. He talks about Pete Davidson like that. He talks about...
That's true. He did come for Pete Davidson. I forgot about that.
He still comes for Kid Cudi like crazy. Like, it's not that he's just coming for women randomly. Like, he's coming for anybody that goes against his own narrative.
And why did, like, I didn't like how Candace Owens' comment on his thing was all about Pete Davidson getting the kids' initials tattooed. Yeah,
what
on
does
him.
That matter?
Why do you care? Why do you, Candace Owens, care?
I bet some random fan of Candace Owens has her face tattooed on his ass, and she probably doesn't think anything bad about that. Like, what does it matter?
It doesn't. It's just like, I'm over it. Use your time for something more important.
Right.
Use your time for something that fucking matters. I get why Kanye wore the White Lives Matter shirt. I get it. Because right. he's trying to say, like, even though we say Black Lives Matter all the time, it doesn't fucking matter. Because right. we're still being treated the way we're treated. I really think that there's a smart underlying message here.
Yeah.
But I think you have to be mindful of the way it can make people feel.
Well, yeah, it was that. And it was also like, basically, the impression I got was like, it doesn't matter because people aren't taking it seriously. And also like, it's not just Black Lives Matter. It's everybody's life matters. Like mm-hmm. what, why do we have to have this slogan? Everybody should be treated equally no matter what.
Yeah, so I sent you that TikTok of Charlamagne yes. talking about Kanye, like on his show, mm-hmm. and how he was saying that Kanye benefits from white privilege. Like he loves white praise, basically.
Right.
And he's like, I've told him this to his face, and I will say it here and I'll say it forever. Like Kanye lives off of the white conservative viewpoint. He loves it.
Yeah.
And he lives for it. Whether he agrees with it or not is kind of confusing, because at one moment he'll say like slavery was a choice, and the next moment he'll like condemn people for having slaves. And it's like, okay, so
right. I definitely think Kanye plays a race card when it's convenient for Kanye.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So anyways, hate Kanye West. I just wish, like, be controversial in the fashion industry. Make bold statements, do this and that, but you don't have to hurt people while you do it.
No,
leave people alone. Leave her alone. Leave Gabby alone. She's allowed to disagree with you. If she was uncomfortable at your fashion show, she's uncomfortable. That's okay. Right.
And you know what pisses me off even more or equally is that Instagram allows this shit to happen. Mm-hmm. And they do absolutely nothing.
I feel the same way.
If you post a picture of your infant with no shirt on, they ban you for nudity.
Mm-hmm.
But Kanye West can bash people and disrespect people.
It's hate speech, basically.
And uh-huh. nothing is done about it.
Uh-huh. I don't know. What I think is more pathetic is that Kim Kardashian was photographed at her children's soccer games today, being a normal present mother, while Kanye was busy ranting on social media in God knows where while his kids are playing sports. Right. So it's like, do you want to bash Kim for being a bad mom, or you want to bash her for being a whore, or you want to, what is your choice here?
Right.
Like, because she's present and you're not. And that's the end of the story.
Well, and according to Chloe, she has them 80% of the time,
mm-hmm.
which is a massive percentage.
Yeah. Which I'm not surprised about.
So wild.
Yeah, I think we're out of time.
I think we are out of time.
That was a lot.
This week went by fast.
Very.
Wow.
Well, it has been a warp speed of a day. I forgot to tell you that I also forgot my glasses at home today. Great. So I got to work, and I have to have my glasses now, like on the computer. Even when I'm reading like labels, making drinks, I'm like it's so sad. It makes me so sad.
You're all Ariana Grande.
Yeah. So thank I was you. Like my first 2.5 hours on the floor, like really having to focus on all the labels, and then Sam brought uh-huh. me my glasses.
Oh, so sweet.
But I was like, got to work. I was like, of course I forgot my glasses, because right. nothing is going right today.
Obviously. Obviously.
Anyways.
Oh my God. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to another episode, Relatable Reality, always on Instagram at Relatable Reality Podcast. And then download, subscribe, like, and rate on Apple Podcast app, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye.